My name is Darren. Our team seeks to demystify the sometimes confusing world of international tax. If it is that someone wants to invest in real estate in the US, whether it'll be good to have a trust as part of the structure, well, it depends. Normally what you would do is have an LLC for each. I recommend with my clients, you have one LLC per property. And the reason is, if it is you have two LLCs in one property, right? And then one tenant slips and falls, then what they do is they run to a lawyer. They're not going to come to you. They're going to go to their lawyer. And the lawyer has an associate that's going to do a search. And if they see that there are other assets, you get excited, right? So if there are other assets in the LLC that owns a property that you had the accident in, then they're not just going for the value of the property, but the other one as well. So the more they see, the greedier they get. And to make it not worth their while, you know, just isolate it. I know some people say insurance, but just out of an abundance of caution, I'm super conservative. You have one LLC per property. That may roll up depending on what you're trying to do with the income. If it is that you're trying to reinvest the income in the US, then maybe you're going to put a C Corp on top of that. So the various LLCs roll up into a C Corp. And if you don't really need to remit the income to Portugal, then yeah, why not have a foreign trust or some sort of foreign structure, if not a foreign trust, on top of that. And the reason why I think that may be particularly helpful is as an estate tax blocker. The US does have estate taxes. So when, unfortunately, somebody passes on, if it is that they're deemed to be US domicile, and that's a whole other topic that we can get into if there's a desire, but if you're deemed to be US domiciled, you will be taxed on your worldwide estate, including your assets in Portugal and Hong Kong or wherever they exist in the world. If it is that you're not deemed to be US domiciled, you're taxed on your US situs assets only. So one of the ways of mitigating this whole estate tax thing is if it rolls up into, let's say, a foreign trust or foreign head structure, right? So you get the probate avoidance, you get the asset protection, but it also serves one structured correctly as an estate tax blocker. So I think it's a really good idea. However, if this person is also tax resident, I mean, a national is one thing, but if you're a tax resident in Portugal, which does not recognize trust, and money's coming out of it, that can be complex.